Well, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to your Friday morning. Short work week is coming to an end. 7:15 with J.R. Simmer and Hammer. Busy show still on the way. We got our King of the Grill contest with Capital Barbecue. Chance for you to win yourself a Traeger grill. Beauty. Top of the line. Sideways barrel. Chimney. Hat on top. That gives you the visual if you don't know what we're talking about. I'm all over it.
That's breaking it down.
Thank you.
The hat on top of the chimney.
Somebody says it reminds me of the character in The Wizard of Oz. That's another one right there.
Tin Man?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's a high-functioning barbecue.
I'm picturing Toy Story, kind of the fella in there. That's what I'm feeling. The cowboy? You know what I'm talking about?
Like Tom Hanks' cowboy?
Yeah.
What's that?
For the hat? The hat on top of the old chimney?
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't he wear a cowboy hat?
Yeah, it still looks like it, though. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, whatever works for you. I'm not here to judge. Anyway, we're going to qualify somebody at some point this morning between now and 10 o'clock. Stand by for your cue to call and get in on that. We've got our TSN $1,200,000 minute. Chance to get into the weekend with $1,000 in your pocket. That comes up just before 8. Dave Poulin, TSN Hockey Insider, will join us after 8. And Bruce Cassidy, head coach of the Boston Bruins, friend of the show. They're kicking off their season tomorrow. He'll join us on the show just before 9 o'clock this morning. But, of course, the number one story here in Ottawa is the kickoff to the new season. It was topped. The news of the beginning of the day, which we'll get to in just a second, was topped. Well, I don't know if it was topped, actually. The entire scheme of things was probably second. But the entire day, the candy on top, the cherry on top, was the Sens beating the Leafs 3-2. Anton Forsberg comes in out of the bullpen. The big righty, I'm guessing. Tap the big right-hander to come in. He steals the show. 46 saves as the Sens beat the Leafs 3-2. More on the game coming up, but let's talk about what went on throughout the day yesterday. And that, of course, began at about 11:15, 11:30 when news broke that Brady Tkachuk was signing his long-awaited contract with the Ottawa Senators. 7 years, $57.5 million. There is no signing bonus money, so that continues the trend. Not only with the Sens, for a lot of people, it's the Sens, man. It's like a lot of other teams are making this kind of their mantra of either very limited or no signing bonus money. So the Tkachuk contract is straight up $8.2 million per season. It's the same money every single year. There's no signing bonus money. The final 3 years of the contract do contain a no move clause. So a couple of questions, Simmer, and then we'll get to Brady Tkachuk for you. I was curious, and a lot of people said, well, the answer is obvious why it's 7 years. He wears number seven. I didn't really, to be honest with you, people were going, come on, dumb. Of course, that's why he's... is that really the reason you think it's 7 years?
No. Okay. And I don't know, people started pinting, JR. The agent isn't sitting there. Brady is adamant it's got to be seven. Well, if you want to give me a 10-year contract, which you can, I'll change my number. Hey, this is quite simply a figuring out, and I'm just trying to, from a dynamic side, because I'm more focused on the fact he signed 7 years. What had been floated out and discussed, and you had speculated on, was 8.2. I'd even gotten a layout from a super agent on a contract, how it would look over 8 years. Basically what they did there yesterday, I think it was crunching the money together at 8.2, and as to how they came up with 7, I have no idea, but there would be nothing, and I repeat, nothing that anybody would be when you're talking this kind of money. I've got to say it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, again, that's good. Just not, it's not entering any realm. Now, if you wanted to play around with, and we saw this obviously in the offer sheet with Kotkaniemi, if you wanted to play around with some of the dollar figures in some years, but all you do is sitting there, and this is what's different about the contracts now, JR, as they get into the, you know, the scale of ballooning up and coming back down, you're really just trying to shift around the money, get the understanding. And the thing that Pooley has alluded to as well, JR, like doing the calculation is such a big thing now of truly understanding what take-home pay is for individual players. That's a huge part of shifting from taxes, tax havens, to escrow, to everything else. Is just the player wants to know now, hey man, how much coin am I getting, right? I don't really, hey, this is great that I'm a gazillionaire. What's this mean in hard, cold cash? That's what you're really trying to designate and figure out when you're chopping up all these numbers. And for the Sens, you're trying to crunch the numbers on your own accounting.
Yeah. So the contract year by year, the average annual value is $8.2 million per season. In terms of cash every year, it's $4 million this year. That's how much money he's going to make this year, minus taxes and escrow. $6.5 million next season, and then three consecutive years of $10.5 million. How's it going? And then two final years of $8.5 million, and then the final year, which is 2027-2028. I'll wrap my head around how far down the road that seems, $7 million. So, again, the important thing for Brady Tkachuk, and I'm sure his agent, was with 17% escrow this year. In other words, 17% of your money right off the top getting clawed back, and then you pay your taxes on top of that. That's why the number in the first year of $4 million is as small as it is. You're trying to have the, in terms of your overall money you're going to get at the end of the contract, you're trying to be impacted the least by the escrow that you're having to pay in these next couple of years.
Yeah, and also, JR, we also have to keep, because I don't think we reported enough, it's also extremely important for a franchise like Ottawa and a lot of other franchises coming out of COVID. I mean, this is a win-win where both sides very seldomly, hey, quite simply, the Ottawa Senators only have to pay in $4 million in a transitional year business-wise. Well, that's great for the bottom line as well, instead of, you know, the reverse, what used to be on, you know, a contract signed like this where, hey, guy wants $15 million the first year. This is something that certainly works for the Ottawa Senators as well.
Yeah. Thomas Chabot's contract, and I'm just looking it up right now, is structured pretty much the same way, where there's a big balloon in the middle. He earns the most money in the middle of his eight-year contract. So there's, you know, while the Senators and Eugene Melnyk right now are getting away with paying less money, there are some days coming in a couple of years down the road where, in terms of actual the amount of money that's being paid out, not the average annual value, but actual salary, is going to be very, very significantly high.
Yeah.
In addition to all the guys they presumably will still sign in the next year or two.
Well, in the last 4 years, JR, Ottawa has operated, I'm assuming, on an annual basis with a higher cap hit than actual dollars out the door, right? I mean, any of the contracts they've taken, even back to Brassard coming over, to Bodker, to lots of other ones, well, yeah, the other part of that, and that is really nothing to do with the salary cap in the National Hockey League. It's quite simply internal budget. And what is that going to look like for the Ottawa Senators, where there is a year, and you'd have to sit down and go through it as you sign everybody to long-term extensions. Is there a point where you're going to get close to the cap internally without having the same cap hit to the league?
Yeah. So here we are. It is October the 15th. The season started last night. Are you surprised that Brady Tkachuk is signed and is signed to a long-term contract with the Sens?
Oh, shocked. Yeah. And again, I also, JR, really in trying to get information, and really the last couple of weeks when people would ask me, I had no idea, no clue how this is going to play out. When I heard that he was, and this is, you want to say floated out, the message coming out of St. Louis is, hey, Brady Tkachuk wants to hear from me. He wants a bridge deal. I kind of looked at that and thought, well, Andy Strickland's pretty dialed in. He wants a bridge deal. Sens want long term. So I'm shocked at the timing of the signing, but I'm more shocked in a positive way that it ended up being 7 years. Absolutely. Did not see that coming. And timing of it and the length of the contract, like I said, it just could not come at a better time.
Considering the fact that there is, if we think about, you know, because this entire time, all of us, fans, media people, whatever, had all been speculating because there was a vacuum of information. There, I'll give credit to both sides that not a whole lot of stuff leaked out during this entire process. So it was about, hey, what is the hang-up at the end of the day? Is it the length of the contract? Is it signing bonus money? Is it the structure within the contract, i.e., how much money is being paid in certain years? Is it a combination thereof? I kind of look at it and I go, well, the Sens, I think we all of us can agree, the Sens wanted Brady Tkachuk signed long term.
Yeah.
They got that part of it. They got him signed long term. They didn't want to pay signing bonuses because they've just made that their mantra, and they get away in this contract. There is no signing bonus money. From Brady Tkachuk's, I'm just trying to figure out now. I'm trying to wrap my head around. Why did Brady Tkachuk sign this contract yesterday? Presumably,
yeah.
I'm guessing here, presumably I'm guessing this offer or something close to it has been on the table for a long time. Or relatively long time.
See, I think the opposite, JR, because
really?
When you ask as well, if you ask as a team to drive down and meet with agents in Belleville, if you're only coming with the same offer you already had, why are we meeting?
Well, I'm saying that maybe there was some movement,
but I'm
talking about in terms of the term and the no signing bonus and the amount of money.
Yeah.
I tend to think that's probably in and around where the Senators have been for a while.
Yeah, but as I said,
so if you don't think so, where was the big change from Ottawa? What do you think the change was?
To me, it just came down to cold hard cash because, as I said, you're not asking Donnie Meehan and Craig Oster to drive to Belleville And I know that meeting in person is great, but I also know what veterans they are. They'd be like, are you wasting my time? You're coming here with the same thing. I appreciate that you're buying wings and beer for us, but if you don't have something revolutionary, I think they knew exactly what the Newport camp needed to get a deal done, and they made an adjustment because, as I said, it doesn't make any sense. Normally, if an agent is on the other side and wants to get it done, he'd fly into Ottawa. You asked for a meeting, and you've arrived with the same piece of mail that I've already read 1,000 times since the summer. No, there had to be an adjustment from the auto side, but just my speculation, JR.
Yeah.
And you know, also now.
So for it to be, if it's $250,000, Simmer, because the rumor out there forever that Ottawa had offered 8x8, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And whether that was accurate or pretty darn close or whatever, they come in at 7 yeah. times 8.2. That's, for me at least, not that far off.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, if
yeah.
they if that has been the difference the entire time, is $250,000 over 7 or 8 years, which in totality is between $1 and $2 million on a $57 million contract, this should have been done at the beginning of training camp,
well,
if that's the case.
And that's where I'll focus on the positive, JR. But anytime you have a negotiation with this, you say to yourself, okay, go back 2 months, which is the prime time you want to sign a guy in the middle of August. Well, who ended up giving? What changed? Why did both sides that are veteran and negotiating, why are you doing this on the night before the season ends up starting? I don't have the answers. All I'm kind of speculating on, Jared. Now maybe the Tkachuk camp maybe said, okay, listen, I want to get playing hockey, get a deal done. But again, I'm only going on the fact if Ottawa's calling the meeting, inviting you up to Belleville.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, that's all. But and this is where also we've all got to be careful. You know, the speculation part, it might have also been Newport saying, hey, you know what? Brady's really getting angst, wants to get going here. And Pierre Dorion says, well, hey, why don't we fire up to Belleville? That'd just be my gut feeling, Jer. And having been involved in a fair amount of them, you know, at the end of the day, the ones I was involved in, generally the team ended up giving, you know, where, you know, you kind of look back and say, well, probably could have made the same deal in the summer. But the fact that it is done, the fact that it's 7 years, like I said, lots of speculation, but that would just be my opinion personally.
All right. Regardless, I think for most people, they're happy it's in the rearview mirror. They're happy that we are no longer Tkachuk 1200, as we have been renamed by many people who are tired of us talking about it. The contract is done. Brady Tkachuk was in the house, albeit a little bit late. They had hoped to have him there for the pregame introduction, the team introduction, but he had to fly from Detroit to Montreal, then get from Montreal to Ottawa. He arrived kind of midway through the first period. And from there, there was the grand pronouncement, as you heard on TSN 1200.
8:28 to go in the first, and you hear the chants of Brady because Brady is in the house. Couldn't get here for the player introductions at the start of the game. His plane had just landed. He's here now. They showed him on the big screen. He is waving to everybody. Standing ovation, the cheers of Brady. Frank, the tank is back.
There you go. It was a great moment for all the fans that were there and those that were watching on television as well. And then shortly thereafter, Brady Tkachuk made his way up to our broadcast booth and sat down with Dean and Gord.
Brady Tkachuk joins us now. Young man, it is very, very good to see you today.
It's great to see you guys. First thing I was about to say is, Tim, you got to stay on your feet there.
Yeah, he's got to stand on his
feet. Oh, great. He's trying to take my job. That's outstanding.
You look fantastic. You look bigger, you look fit, and you look really rich.
I'm just happy to be back with the boys again.
I guess you are.
Miss being with them, so I'm just happy to be back.
What is the feeling like?
Whew, I don't even know if I could describe it right now. It's overwhelmed with the support.
Yep.
I'm so excited to see the guys. So excited to spend maybe about 3 or 4 hours after the game just bugging guys, just talking their ear off.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just happy to be back. And it's great to see how many red jerseys, black jerseys are in the stands right now. It's to see the support we have right now. It's see fans. It's been awesome.
Brady signing a 7-year contract. Money aside, 7 years is a very strong commitment because one of your teammates, Shane Pinto, is putting on a display here tonight. My goodness, we'll get you to talk about him in a second here. But the commitment of 7 years to this community, was that first and foremost in your mind most of this negotiation?
Yeah, I think so. I think from day one, I've been overwhelmed by the support from the city and. Right when I got drafted, I just felt the support and felt the love, and they just kind of welcomed me with open arms, and I'm just so happy to be a part of this community for another 7 years, and just to see the fans back here again, it just makes me so happy, and I'm definitely happy with the way we're going, and we're gonna be a know, winning team day in, day out, and we're going to have a lot of expectations and goals for ourselves. But, no, I'm just happy, and I can't wait to see the guys get practicing again, get playing again.
These things, the financial side of the game, Brady, it's not new. It's the business of the game. For you, you're a young guy, only 22, first time for you. How important was your family, specifically your dad and your brother, who have obviously been through this? How are they able to keep you grounded during the whole thing? Because even though it's business, it's emotional because it's your life. And, you know, how are they in helping you go through every day and maintaining the business side and just don't take it personally, let's just get through it?
I mean, they were huge for me. It's you know, they gave, you know, advice when I needed, and then they gave me space to make decisions and do decisions on based on what I wanted to do. So they were crucial in this whole process to, you know, keep me level-headed, keep me not too high, not too low, like you said. It's just a part of it. It's just a part of this league, and we're definitely happy to put the business side away and just focus on winning day in, day out, and trying to have an impact to any way I can to help this team win.
Was there one day where you remember that was a hard day because I just so wanted to be there, and I just, like, was there one day? What was that? When was that day?
Oh, there are a couple days. There's a couple days, Sundays, watching football, not doing much. Sitting there, I'm like, you know what? It'd be great to be with the boys right now and just watch football together. But that was probably the toughest part of this whole process, is not being with my teammates and guys I miss going to battle with every single day. And I'm just glad that, you know, it's over now and that we could focus on getting better every day and trying to, you know, for me personally, do whatever it takes to win. And I think that's everybody in that locker room, is they're always going to want to, you know, find ways to win.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm chomping up the bit. All so right. It's going to be a group decision about when I am. But, you know, I've been working really hard at the U.S. team, at the U18s. And, you know, they pushed me to the very last bit. So I felt like I had my own training camp and some great skates with them. So I'm definitely feeling good, but we'll have to see.
There is Brady Tkachuk in conversation with Dean and Gord here on TSN 1200 last night during the game. You can find the interview. The rest of it kind of goes on a little bit from there on our website at tsn1200.ca. Further on the question about when Brady Tkachuk will play, DJ Smith was asked about it after the game last night on our post-game show and said, look, they want to get a look at him in practice today. He won't play tomorrow. It'll either be Sunday at home versus Dallas or the game after that, which is next Thursday against the Erik Karlsson and the San Jose Sharks. If I had to guess, I'd guess maybe if everything checks out, like if he looks like he's in great shape, anybody that watched the game last night or at the game, you saw him at the game and he did a lot of pictures with fans and stuff walking through the halls. He looks like he's a bit more buff. As you said, Simmer, he looks a little bit older now, doesn't quite have the boyish look that he used to have, but he looks like he's ready to go sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and was a year ago, JR, we interviewed him at the start of training camp, right? And I think he was up, 217?
That's 2 years ago.
And we're kind of looking like, wow, he's still like he could put on a lot. So that part of it, absolutely. Now, I would ask the question, first of all, he's super passionate. If he's going to play Sunday, why not play tomorrow night? But whatever, doesn't matter. The fact he's in great shape, he did everything he possibly can. The other part, guys, really resonates, and I think it's worth repeating. When he speaks, he is, and I go back to, is it a couple of years ago the Sens were eliminated? Was he in Calgary watching his brother play in the playoffs? And he was watching like a fan. He was watching like a little
they
brother.
They were in Denver playing Colorado. Yeah. I remember that.
He was into the game, where he's an NHL player. You could be cool at times. Last night, he's getting interviewed on the TSN TV, and he's having a real nice, real good interview, and all he's doing is following the play. Oh, what happened there? He's in the broadcast booth. He's watching. The guy is so bloody passionate, so much loves playing, JR, that all these things that are so important, and more importantly, hey, you're 22 years old. You just became. I don't care that your family has money. Your dad's not letting you live in the basement. Hey, you become a multimillionaire. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even faze the guy. He just loves to play hockey, and that's the beauty. And everything that comes in his voice is talking about the boys and hanging out on a Sunday. This is all the stuff that his father did back in the day when guys would have talked to him in Winnipeg, like, hey, we're going to go ice fishing today. We're going to go skidooing. You know, people think you're playing up in Canada. What do you think of it? Like, he has all those incredible qualities, JR, that you just absolutely love, and I don't think he's going to be affected by the money one bit.
Now, the Sens did name their leadership group yesterday, all of them getting A's at this point. Thomas Chabot, Nick Paul, Connor Brown, Nikita Zaitsev, and they were quick to point out they are leaving room for Brady Tkachuk in that, DJ Smith talked about that in our coach interview before the game with Gord yesterday. They have been saying, you know, they said in the summer they wanted to name a captain to begin the season. Then they kind of rolled that back a little bit as the Tkachuk contract impasse played itself out to, we're going to do it at some point this season. We're going to name a captain. All of this, at least for me, has said they want to name Brady Tkachuk captain of the team. But when he's unsigned, you can't do that. And the owner had said at the beginning of the summer, anybody on a bridge deal is not going to be the captain of the team. Whether he would have held true on that if they had have ended up with a bridge deal, well, that's speculation at this point because and becomes a moot point. Brady Tkachuk, in my opinion, is going to be the captain of the Ottawa Senators. Now it's just a matter of when are they going to do that. If he plays on Sunday, do you roll him out, Zimmer, with the C on his sweater?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's no sense to hold. Now, a press conference, I guess, would be nice. But the next time he puts on a Sens jersey and how you want to present it, he has the C on it, and you're off and running.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Thoughts on what Brady Tkachuk had to say? Your feelings after the day yesterday? I kind of threw it out there earlier this morning, a kind of fill-in-the-blank thing for you if you're a Sens fan. This has been, yesterday was the best day since blank. All right, we've had some people say the best day since they beat Pittsburgh in Game 6 of the playoffs. That's 2017. That's 4 years, 4.5 years ago, believe it or not. Somebody else said best day since the 2020 draft, the Stutzla-Sanderson draft. Maybe it goes back further for you. But you had the star player on a contract impasse finally sign his contract yesterday. It's a long-term contract, a commitment from he to the team and the team to him. And then you had the team go out on the ice. First of all, start the season, which everybody was excited about, and people in the building, which everybody's excited about. And then you go and you play the Toronto Maple Leafs. And despite a speed wobble in the third period, you end up winning the game as well. It was a terrific day yesterday to be an Ottawa Senator fan. We'll see now going forward what it all means. All right, so you can fill in the blank on that question. Give us your thoughts on the Tkachuk signing. Anything else? You can text us at 12-1200, tweet at us at TSN 1200. Phone line's always open for you at 750-1200. Dave Poulin will give us his thoughts when he joins us after 8 o'clock this morning as we roll on here on a Friday morning. Feels good. Sports Radio, TSN 1200. The interesting things after Brady Tkachuk came out was introduced at the rink last night. They took a shot of the Sens bench, specifically of Timmy Stutzla. And he has this giant grin on his face as he's looking up at Tkachuk doing what Tkachuk is doing, waving his arms, et cetera, et cetera. Here's Tim Stutzla after the game talking about Brady being signed.
He's a really good player, but he's even a better person off the ice. So, having him back as a friend is really, really good. And he's good with everybody in the team. We are really a really close team. We do a lot of things off the ice. It's just I'm really pumped to have him back.
And then we go for some schnitzel. And Brady will pay for the schnitzel.
We're going for clickage. Hey, that's where you go for pints. It just is, JR. And I can't even think historically from a Sens perspective. But you go back to the original core that came through in your draft, and you've got Phillips, and then Alfie comes, and all these players and their experiences. Realistically, Brady Tkachuk, and again, guy could be traded, but you're talking about a guy that is coming at 18 years old, and there's a chance he could be his 30th birthday before he contemplates finishing his career here in Ottawa. But the growth that you go through as those young players, and I probably won't say junior hockey, although college can be pretty good, but if you've gone through the American League and then come to the NHL, and as you grow as a group, there's just nothing like it. You know, for all most of these players now coming through, they don't know another team. They've been drafted by Ottawa, come through the system together. It is an incredible bond that I think can go a long ways to winning a Stanley Cup.
A lot of people have said, and I don't disagree with what they're saying, that the commitment from the team to Tkachuk and vice versa is now a template and a message to the players, the good young players on the team that still need contracts of, this is the place that you want to sign in. How much impact do you think that Brady Tkachuk signing long term in Ottawa has on Josh Norris next summer? Or sometime this year, Tim Stutzla the year after that, and, you know, as much as 3 years from now, Jake Sanderson.
A huge share, and I don't know if it's a Boston model. I also know Brady Tkachuk would never be the type, and I'm surprised in Boston there's still a bit of the Ray Bourque theory of telling a guy to take less, because generally the modern-day athlete will never do that. But as far as buying in, it's everything. I mean, it's everything you could possibly ask for. Look at Stutzla and Norris, and not that they're going to blindly rock in a room and sign a contract, but when they look at the future of the franchise, and if you're offered right now to extend Norris out like Suzuki, 6 or 7 years, next year Stutzla, anybody else involved, I mean, this is monumental for the franchise, Jerry. I mean, it's absolutely, well, again, it's huge. It's going to play a major factor into a lot of guys buying in and seeing where the program's headed.
And if one of the hangups between the Sens and Tkachuk was, you know, we had been told that, you know, the Tkachuk camp wanted a shorter term deal, a bridge deal, and the Sens were insistent on a longer term deal. You can understand, if what you're saying is true, why the Senators were so hung up on that. Because, you know, to me, the symbolism of them signing Tkachuk, first of all, it's a commitment to him, and he's making a commitment in reverse. But this is a signal, I think, to the fan base as well. And it's much needed. You know, listen, you can run into a lot of us Ottawa Senator fans who have been disappointed, disenfranchised in some cases, felt let down by the team for the past several years for any myriad of reasons, have been looking for some reason to kind of get back on board. The symbolism of what happened yesterday, I think, is ultra important in this entire thing.
It is, Jared, and that's also going back to the contract. And as you say, that's why I'd point to, because I couldn't understand. If a guy honestly has decided he wants a bridge deal, why did he sign for 7 years? That has to be misinformation. And what actually changed? Well, hard dollars had to change. Now, I think it's also important, and I don't want to get carried away. So you go out and you buy your tickets right now. But let's face facts here. For where the franchise is at from the business side, they're going to have to see a response if the owner wants to continue down this path. But hey, it is everything that you would expect to put into place. And I believe in this case, and I'm not going to go at $8.2 million US per year, but you got to spend money to make money. And I think this was just an incredibly wise investment by the Ottawa Senators. And from a timing perspective, it was just on the verge of where if he waited another couple weeks, we get to December 1st. I think damage, at least in this season, from a ticket standpoint, Jared, and just overall from a hockey standpoint, would have been done, where I think you averted, and in a crazy way, in making everybody wait this long, it just made it even that much better. Now, would you like it done in the middle of August? Sure. But you couldn't ask for more excitement than there was yesterday afternoon. And like I say, it wasn't by design, but it was awesome.
Yeah. 100%. It made yesterday just an incredible day for Senator fans with that announcement in the morning. And then, of course, what happened last night on the ice. When you're opening the season, there's always excitement about that. There's fans back in the building for the first time in two seasons, so there's excitement from that point of view. And then the team goes out and wins the game thanks to this guy.
Marner cuts to the middle of the ice, drops it off, centering pass. Oh. Forsberg comes across and makes a miracle save on Brody.
Oh, my heavens.
You know what? I tore my groin listening to that save and watching that save last night of Forsberg going across. I can't believe that he made that save. That was one of 46 saves that Anton Forsberg, filling in for Matt Murray, made in the Sens net last night as they beat the Leafs 3-2.
Yeah, no, it really was special right from the start, and that's the part I noticed when he came over last year, JR, how square he is on the puck. I even thought he was more athletic than he was last year. DJ Smith says he's in great shape. His ability a few times to track and make almost Jonathan Quick saves going right to left to right, and then as far as the glove, and what was also nice, you have a tendency where an athlete or a goaltender can have a great first period on opening night, and then you kind of feel like, oh, the energy's being sucked out. He was just as sharp right at the end of that hockey game as he was at the beginning. And when you're seeing 48 shots, which is a career high for him, that's a great sign.
The Leafs had 21 shots in the first 11 minutes of the third period. Yeah. There are a lot of goalies that don't get 21 shots in a game. He had 21 shots in an 11-minute stretch in the third period. He did allow a couple of goals, but they were, you know, basically no-hopers that he had no chance of saving. So he is responsible in a large way for the Sens starting the season on a winning note and capping a tremendous day with the Tkachuk signing and then a 3-2 win over the Leafs. They'll go right back at it tomorrow, back in Toronto, and then it's back home. There's a game on Sunday, if you're not aware. Dallas Stars are in town, so busy opening weekend for the Sens. They'll play Dallas Sunday afternoon. That's a 5 o'clock face-off at Canadian Tire Center. All right, we'll take a break. 7:50. Dave Poulin will join us. We'll talk more about the Tkachuk signing and the Sens start to the season with him when he joins us just after 8 o'clock. But right now, we need a contestant to play for $1,000 as part of our TSN 1200 $1,000 Minute. If that you would like that to be you, if you would like to earn a small portion of what Brady Tkachuk has signed for, a very small portion, text us right now. Be lucky. Texter number 50. Text us at 12-1200. Standard messaging rates apply. All we need is your first and last name. We'll come back. We'll do that when we return right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.
TSN 1200's $1,000 Minute.
All right, ready to go with our contestant this morning. We say good morning and hello to Mark. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
Good.
Excellent. Good. You happy about the Brady Tkachuk signing?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Would you like to have his paycheck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't offer that, Mark. Can offer $1,000. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that'll do.
Okay, that'll do. That'll do, says Mark. Okay, Mark, here's the way the contest works. I got 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. If you go 10 for 10, we're going to give you $1,000. We'll give you $10 per correct answer. Here are the rules. I need all of your answers by the time the 60-second buzzer goes. I need to accept your first full, complete answer. And if you want to, you can pass on a question, Mark. If there's time, we'll go back to it. Okay?
Yep.
You all set?
Yep.
All right, good luck, my friend. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go. What number does Brady Tkachuk wear?
7.
True or false, Brady Tkachuk has scored 20 goals in each of his 3 seasons?
True.
What team did the Sens get Chris Tierney from?
San Jose.
Of the 4 remaining playoff baseball teams, which has gone the longest without winning the World Series?
Atlanta.
Name any team Tom Brady beat to win a Super Bowl.
Pass.
How many Stanley Cup finals have the Leafs appeared in since they won in 1967?
0.
True or false, Tyler Bertuzzi of the Red Wings is the son of Todd Bertuzzi?
True.
Besides Buffalo and Ottawa, name any team that Craig Anderson has played for.
Florida.
Name the only NFL unbeaten team.
Arizona.
When the Grey Cup was here in Ottawa in 2017, which team won, the Stamps or the Argos?
Argos.
Name any team Tom Brady beat to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh,
all right, too late. Time's up. All right. Well, Mark, there's no 1,000, but there's some money here for you. Let's see how you did. What number does Brady Tkachuk wear? He wears 7. True or false, Tkachuk has scored 20 in each of his 3 years. That's actually false. He only got to 17 last year. Of course, it was a shortened season. What team did the Sens get Chris Tierney from? San Jose is the correct answer there. Of the 4 remaining baseball playoff teams, which has gone the longest without winning, Atlanta is correct. Name any team Tom Brady's beaten to win a Super Bowl. He's beaten the Rams twice. You got the Panthers, the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Falcons, and the Chiefs. How many Stanley Cup finals have the Leafs appeared in since they've won in 67? 0 is right. Tyler Bertuzzi is not the son. He's the nephew of Todd Bertuzzi. Besides Buffalo and Ottawa, name a team Craig Anderson played for. Chicago, Florida, Colorado, Washington. Name the NFL's only unbeaten team. Arizona is the correct answer there. And it was the Argos that won the Grey Cup here in 2017. You got that one right. So what do we got for Mark?
$70 for Mark. Good job.
Hey, Mark, way to go.
Thank you.
Congratulations, my friend. Enjoy your 70. Spend it wisely.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening. All right. With that, we'll wrap up the hour because we got to make way for a visit with Dave Poulin. So stand by. Latest news is on the way. We'll run down a very busy scoreboard. All the details in the Sens 3-2 win over the Maple Leafs to start the season. And we'll come back and talk to Dave Poulin, the impact of Brady Tkachuk signing with the Sens. What's it all mean? And we'll look ahead to a busy hockey weekend and review a very busy night last night. All with Dave Poulin. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.